I've got Stephen Lowry, planetary scientist at the University of Kent, on the line. Dr. Lowry, we see in these videos something streaking through the sky, and then a couple of minutes later, what sounds like an explosion. Could you just explain what that's likely to be?
Okay, well, as these meteors, this was probably 10 to 20 meters in diameter, roughly. So what happens is that as the meteor comes in through the atmosphere, it gets heated up, basically by friction. Pressure builds up, but it has a lot of kinetic energy, so there's a lot of energy dissipated at some point as it gets closer to the surface of the Earth. And then at some point, they can disrupt, producing shock waves. Okay, so it's the shock waves that have emanated at some point just above the Earth's surface. Now, I don't think that this one actually made it to the surface of the Earth. This one exploded just above the Earth, which is quite a common phenomenon. So, so that's roughly how they're produced. It's energy that's being released as it comes into the atmosphere, very suddenly.
When we hear about fireballs falling down from the meteorite, is it actually much more likely that it's the shockwave from the meteorite entering the Earth's atmosphere that's caused the damage to buildings and the sort of glass injuries that we've seen to people, that it's the shockwaves that's caused that and not any of these fireballs?
Well, there are explosions. As these sort of meteors come in, they do explode. So the shockwave can come from that. Now, there may be other factors that play a part, but it is the there's a lot of plasma produced, and it's, and when these objects explode, that's what causes the shockwave for the most part. Okay, so it is something that's not continuous, as far as I understand things.
How plausible do you think it is to see a connection between these meteorites and the asteroid that, as we know, is due to pass by the Earth this evening?
Well, certainly when I read about this morning, I couldn't help but try to make a connection to this now. But when you look a bit closer to it, bear in mind the 2012 DA14 actually approached the vicinity of Earth from the south. Okay, now, this struck Russia, which of course is in the northern hemisphere. So, it is extremely unlikely to be able to connect the two things. Okay, but I would be very curious to see what the original trajectory of this meteor was, just to see precisely where it came from. Okay, but as I said, I do stress at this stage, I want to be cautious and say that there is no connection at this point, but. Having said that, it is an incredible coincidence.
Okay, Dr. Stephen Lowry, thank you very much.